And we're back with another Father Son podcast with your hosts, Jeff Dens and Forrest Dens. How are you doing today, bud?
Good.
We talking about this. Not a good way to start a conversation.
I don't really have that much to say usually about my day.
Oh, okay. Well,
I had a half day today.
Yeah, how was your half day?
Good. It felt really short. Like, at the time we were leaving, we would have been in lunch, so it was kind of crazy.
That's awesome. That's a good day. Why did you have a half day?
They're grading tests, so the week after the test, Wednesday is always a half day, and Thursday is always a day off for the math and ELA.
Cool.
And then, because of that, unless I take IB Mandarin, I won't be at school on those days anyways. So I probably won't have to go to school on those days until maybe 11th or 12th if I end up taking IB Mandarin.
Gotcha. Is that what you want to take, the Mandarin instead of... That would mean you just take Mandarin instead of Chinese... Or that you just take Mandarin instead of Spanish, correct?
Yeah, that's gonna be my focus.
Isn't that like cheating for you since, you know, your whole family speaks Mandarin?
Not my whole family.
Well, I mean...
Half of my family.
Your immediate family that you see?
No.
Except for me?
Yeah.
How's everything else in life?
Good.
Good. What are we going to do tomorrow?
Stay home.
Right. You're going to stay home. I got to go to work.
You're going to go to work. But I'm going to try again at staying home and doing the list.
So what are you going to try and enact differently than you did last time?
Splitting up my work and playtime by an hour and an hour. Yeah. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to have an hour of video game time, a video game or TV or relaxation time, leisure time, an hour of cleaning, then leisure time, then cleaning, then leisure time. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get home, I should have all the stuff done.
Awesome. Because
I would have about, what time do you come home? 4. So if I wake up at 9 tomorrow, I have 7 hours. So I'll have 3 hours of work in.
Mm-hmm. And 4 hours of play?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 4 hours of work and 3 hours of play. How's everything else?
Good.
Yeah, good. You think you're going to be able to accomplish your goals tomorrow?
Which goal?
Your goal to do whatever I assign you to do, which I have not yet done.
Yeah, I think I'll be able to do it in 3 to 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I might cut leisure time. I might cut one of my leisure time hours to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then give myself an hour and a half of work time if I see that I haven't done as much as I planned.
Sounds like a plan. You know what I do when I'm trying to work? I usually put on a podcast and listen to it instead of putting something on the TV to watch, because I find if I have something on TV to watch, usually if I'm watching something, I'm not doing anything else because I'm watching it. Mm-hmm. So I put on something that only has sound and not really any...
Well, I can't really... I guess I could play something on the computer, but that's it.
You could play all the Father Son podcasts.
No, I hate listening to my voice. I would go crazy.
You could play all the Caveman's Corners podcasts that you were not on.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be good.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to them in a while.
Yeah, you should start all the way at 1 and go all the way through all 63 episodes.
Oh, God, that's 63 hours. I'm going to get...
That's more than that. It's like 126 hours because they're all like almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Do you think people are completely caught up on Caveman's Corner?
I doubt it. People probably pick and choose and just listen to the ones that they like, with the guests that they like. That's kind of what I do with the podcast, too. I don't blame people.
So they choose the names they know or names or...
Or people they want to hear about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or based on the thumbnail.
Yeah, or something, you know.
Because Mr. Solomon's thumbnail looks super cool.
Whose?
Mr. Solomon's.
Yeah, because Mr. Solomon's a black dragon. You should listen to Mr. Solomon Renfro's podcast. Really good one. He's got a lot of listens already.
You said Mr. Dylan Freeman's is good too, right?
Yeah, Mr. Dylan Freeman's is good, but I haven't published it yet. I'm still editing it.
Oh.
He had some stuff in there I needed to take out, so I forgot where exactly it was, so I have to listen to the whole thing and make sure I get it all.
Uh-huh.
So Dylan Freeman's is a little bit delayed. I'm sorry, Mr. Freeman, if you're listening.
And you have a bunch. Which he's not. You have a bunch of legends, and then you have Stephen Bonner.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's no longer an active fighter.
Oh, yeah. So he's a legend.
Yeah. And we just did Houston Alexander last week. That was a good one.
How big is, like, the UFC Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I've never seen it. There might not actually be a building.
What?
There might not actually be a UFC Hall of Fame building, I don't think. I don't think there is. They're just guys in the UFC Hall of Fame that the UFC elected.
Or did they just start it with Uriah Faber? Like, I don't know.
No, remember. They didn't start with him. They, like, Ken Shamrock's in there, and I don't even know who all the inductees are, but the UFC has their own thing. Also, Brian Moore from Legends of the Cage has his own thing too, and he's making a Legends Hall, Legends of the Cage Hall of Fame.
How does he elect the Hall of Fame?
He actually has a board of people that vote on it, and they elect people just like a regular Hall of Fame committee would do. And he's actually building a physical building in Ohio that someday we're gonna go visit.
That's cool. Why is Canton's in Ohio, the Legends of the Cage is going to be in Ohio, and then...
Well, that's just where Mr. Moore lives.
He's Baseball Hall of Fame is in New York. Why is everything in that general area? It's weird.
I don't know. East Coast is where it's at. Because they tear down all the statues in the South.
Have you ever visited a Hall of Fame?
I went to Canton to see the Football Hall of Fame before. My mom took me.
Did you see Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly was not in the Hall of Fame then. He was actually...
Still playing?
I don't remember if that was a Super Bowl year or not. I can't remember if I went junior or senior. Junior.
So was he retired already? Or was
no, he was still playing in the Super Bowls. He was still... It might have been the first Super Bowl. I can't remember if it was the first Super
Holy
Bowl.
Holy cow.
Or if he was just... if they got eliminated that year in the... championship game against the Browns.
Now if you go, you'd be able to see Jim Kelly and Thurman and Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
So who was there when you went? Like Mean Joe Green?
O.J. Simpson.
Mean Joe Green?
O.J. Simpson. That was before O.J. Simpson had all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
I was excited to see him. Buffalo Bill.
Were there any other Buffalo Bills in the Hall of Fame?
I don't remember, dude. I don't really remember much of that trip except sitting there watching a football movie or something.
What was it about?
I don't know, football, man. Like, I'm not into it like you are. Even then, I wasn't.
You got into football, like, a few years before I was born, right?
No, I watched football when I was a kid, too, but not like you do. And there wasn't an NFL channel. I didn't have cable TV, so once a week I got to watch a football game. That's how it was. And then I just read the rest of it in Buffalo News.
Buffalo News was going on then, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Buffalo's got a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's good.
Yeah. We used to be a powerful city.
And we're starting to get back to there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else you got for today?
I did have a question, but I think we came up with some other good questions and topics, so I'll save my question for next time.
You can use it today. What was your question?
I want to save it for tomorrow.
Why? The one we had in the car?
Yeah, but now we have we already had different discussions, and they were good.
I forgot what we talked about in the car, actually. I do know that you should drive better than me and Mom. You should never drive distracted.
By the time I'm driving, I probably won't have to drive.
Yeah.
And so. Actually, maybe I will, but only for a few years.
Yeah.
And then I probably won't have to drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or there'll be flying cars that I have to drive.
Or you could take Uber everywhere. Uber will be around then.
Why would I take Uber everywhere? Uber drivers can be weird.
Yeah, I guess. You're better than taxi drivers. Unless you're a taxi driver, then I apologize if you're listening to this taxi driver. If you're an Uber driver, then Uber's better. If you're a taxi driver, then taxis are better. If you're a Lyft driver, then you probably drive Uber too. So whatever you drive, you're the best. Unless you suck, then you just suck. But you don't suck because of what you do. You just suck because you're a sucky person. Huh.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. You can't be prejudiced by what someone drives.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be racist either. You can't put them out of work.
No.
See, we had that discussion too. If you don't know what we're talking about, you got to go back and listen to old podcasts.
You could get fired for being jerky as a taxi driver, like bad customer service.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Or people could just, or you might just, like, people might, you might become infamous and nobody will want to be in your taxi.
Yeah, the guy that dropped mom's luggage probably still working for that place.
Remember? Nobody probably wants to go in a shuttle. Yeah. They're probably like, oh, I'll wait for the next shuttle. I'll miss my flight.
Yeah. Got any big plans for mom on the weekend for Cooperstown?
No. It'd be cool, though. We're going, they're gonna do dinner at Pizza Hut on Monday.
Yeah.
And we're gonna...
On Monday?
Yeah.
What about Sunday? What are you guys gonna eat Sunday?
On Sunday, there's a cookout, and it's kind of an introduction. And you can just kind of hang out at Cooperstown. And then Monday is the day... Is the day of the competition. I think Sunday you can go to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get free wristbands. But I think by the time we get there, the time window for that is gonna already be done.
Yeah, it should be a good trip for you guys. I think you guys will have a really good time. And you'll get some time with mom since you haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah. And then there's this farmer's place we can visit the next day, Monday. Cool.
Yes, sir. You got anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Let's, about 11 and a half minutes in. I'm exhausted, man. I need to get to bed. It's 11:30. The computer's almost out of juice, but we made it through the podcast. You're sneezing and wheezing.
I wasn't sneezing. Yeah. I was yawning.
Whatever. You look like you're about to sneeze. No one's going to know. I just tell everyone I put the mute on your mic and you sneezed. I put the mute on the mic and Forrest sneezed. Everyone knows I'm joking. I'm not really lying. It's a joke. There's a difference between a joke and a lie, but not much. All right, dude.
Yep.
I'm out of here, man. Okay. I love you.
Love you, too.
I want you in bed in a half hour.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
That's all I got.
Okay.
All right. You say goodbye first.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Why is this so weird at the end every time?
We're like a brand new couple. We don't want to say goodbye. All right, man. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Later.